Hello out there in radio land. How you doing today? Today is Tuesday, March the 17th in the year of 2022. How you doing? This is the 137th day of the year, and there remains 228 days. My name is Linda Sims. The name of the program is called A Voice of a People, coming to you live from WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download this precious little jewel that is called TuneIn on any electronic device, cell phones, laptops, computers, Chromebooks, any electronic device. Download that free app called TuneIn, and once you have downloaded it, please search WWGH. You have the option to also call in while we are live on the air. The telephone number here, 740-383-9944. So you can write that number down for further or future reference, because we are on 247. Excuse me. Okay, now let us move on. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. And you know what I did today? I got all my paperwork together, and guess what? Still left it at home. Go figure, right? Right. We also have Logos, ChristianMinistries.com. They're located at 542 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Or www.logoschristianministries. Okay. I'm doing this from memory, so hang in there with me. Okay. They are having their free produce plus health fair this weekend, which will be held Saturday, May the 21st, from 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. at Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street. Partnering with them will be Ohio Health and also Ohio State University for this event. There will be free food and prizes. There will be screenings and education on blood pressure, diabetes education, recipes, and glucose screenings, mental health wellness, MACC, Ohio Health, cancer services, stroke awareness, heart and vascular disease. This should be a fun time and an educational time. Plus, you get free food and prizes. We also have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company that has been working for you for 30 years. They are located in LaRue, Ohio. The owner is Cheryl Lee. From memory, I think our number is 740-262-0939. Well, that's good. That is good. I remembered somebody's number. Okay, now, I like to start my show off with a thought for today. Now, the thought for today is entitled, Embrace Change. Let's see what that entails. I also used that thought for today yesterday, but we will be still talking about change today. I'm still here. I'm still scrolling. I should have it in just a second. Embrace change. Change also means a difference. Embrace means let us put our arms around it and accept change when it comes and when it's necessary to take place in our lives or even in our society. You know, when things happen and things change, a lot of people have problems with change because they get so comfortable in a lifestyle that they don't want to move from, or a style or mode of your dressing, the clothes that you put on daily, you know, a new cut in a dress or in a skirt, or maybe a new type of heel on your shoe, and you're thinking, I have all these nice shoes, just because of a heel, I need to go buy a new pair of shoes so I can be in the groove of things that are changing constantly. Our world changes constantly. Embrace change goes like this. When you are aware and accept that everything around you is constantly changing and that you have no control over 99.99% of it, you are able to embrace change like a close friend. Change is like a river, constantly flowing and moving things around. The river of life is constantly bringing you ideas and people and situations. Each one is an opportunity to be enriched or to enrich others and to learn. So change isn't all that bad if it has all these positivities, right? Enriching and to be enriched, others and to learn new things, different things. Change is the play of the universe as it entertains us in the biggest light and sound show of all time. Why not sit back and enjoy the show? That means embrace the change that is happening around you. Embrace change. Embrace different. Embrace new. Doesn't mean you have to forget who you are and what you stand for. And you know, sometimes we change our mind even about those type of things. So that's a thought for today. And we will be going back and forth to the thought for today, embracing change. I was at Bible study last week. I'm just going to throw this out there until my guest arrives. And this sentence was quoted. A sustained atmosphere creates a culture. I'll say it again. A sustained atmosphere creates a culture. So what do we mean by that? What is a culture? Culture has to deal with customs of a country. Things that are necessary for people to come into the United States. It has become a cultural because it has been around for a long time. Right? They have to learn, I think, the Constitution of the United States, the preamble, we the people of the United States, in order to create a more perfect union. They have to learn things that maybe we learned in the fifth grade, and maybe we don't even remember those things that we learned. I remember that, and I think that was American history or government in the fifth grade. We learned all those things, you know. We had to say them by heart, you know, and it was counted or as a grade if you remembered those certain things. Well, when people transition and come to the United States because they want to be here and live here and create their families here, there are certain things that they have to learn to be a citizen of the United States. Sometimes they know a little bit more about the United States than we do because we live here and we kind of take it for granted, you know. I don't need to continue to remember those things, and really, what does it mean to me? But when you hear of other people talk about the pride that they had in learning these things about coming to the United States, you think to yourself, wow, what happened? How did I lose that excitement or anticipation in my life? And I am a United States citizen. Okay, so sustain means something that continues for an extended period of time without interruption. Okay, so when we talk about atmosphere, we know that's air, right? Atmosphere is air. And it also means let me share this with you first. Have you ever heard anyone say that to create a habit takes 21 days? Start something new in your life. Say, I used to be a potato chip addict, a Lay's potato chip addict. And those of you who know Lay's potato chips. There is no other. And I had to have a bag every day. Do you know how hard that was to break that habit? Not only that, just think about the salt content I was depositing in my body. And it took a toll over the years, but I was a Lay's potato chip junkie, okay? And that would be the only potato chip that I would buy. And it was a luxury of mine I would not even share with my children. I would buy them what they wanted to snack on. But Lay's potato chips, regular, was mine. Or it can take 21 days to break a habit. Create a habit or to break a habit. I think it may have taken me a little bit longer than 21 days to break that habit. But that habit was eventually broken because it caused something, my body to react a certain way toward all the salt that I was depositing in my body, like high blood pressure. And you have to be careful about what we do sustain as a culture. A culture is something that you're just comfortable with and you just continue to do it without change, right? Without interruption. So we just have to be careful about those things. So the atmosphere, a sustained atmosphere creates a culture. So we're going to talk about the atmosphere a little bit now. The pervading tone or mood of a place or situation, a work of art, a feeling, an impression, or suggestion. Atmosphere. So it kind of lingers around in the air, right? And we hear about that Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Not trying to be negative, but when you think, when I brought that up, I thought about that because he can't read our mind, but he can send us suggestions. And they're not always good, never good suggestions coming from Satan. It's always about doing something you know you have no business doing. And it doesn't benefit you or those that are around you. Or maybe those that was the benefit of the idea he put in your head, right? Right. So, or making an impression on you, all right? So, atmosphere also deals with our feelings. How do you feel? Have you ever walked in a restaurant and you thought, nah, I don't think I want to eat here. The atmosphere, which is the feeling around me, the ambience of how I feel and the smell of the food, you know, the people that are in the restaurant, you know, maybe you're just turned off by those type of things. Maybe the floor wasn't really that clean or the etiquette of the place. But have you ever been there? And I'm sure I'm not by myself in that regard. Because everything that we are around and day by day, day in, day out, where we go, even where we shop, you know, is an atmosphere when you walk in. It is the things that surround you about that place. They say that's how Walmart has remained the king of shopping centers because of the ambience, the feeling that they set, the music that they play, they say it makes people feel more at home and more free. They feel free to spend more money, right? They make the carts bigger and more available to you and right at your fingertips, all their products, all their items in there to sell, you know. And Walmart says, we will not be undersold, you know. So that is the atmosphere of a workplace, atmosphere at someone's home. And you try to set a decent atmosphere even in your own home because when you walk in, you want to feel comfortable. So when you walk in your own home and it's a mess, everything is around and you haven't taken out the trash and now it's smelling, you know what I mean? Don't even talk about the bathroom. You have to keep all those things clean and tidy daily. Because you never know when you're going to have company. And you want them to have this atmosphere that they can say, wow, it really feels nice and comfortable in here. You know, and people feel like they can have a seat or you feel more welcome to say, well, have a seat. And you're not saying, oh, look over my mess. I've been there too many times. It may not have been a big mess, but maybe a little bit more of a mess than I would like to have when people come and visit me. So if we make a habit of those things, we won't have to feel embarrassed when people do come and visit us. So a pervading tone or mood is atmosphere. And remember, the sentence is, a sustained atmosphere creates a culture. I've also heard this, and maybe you have heard the same. Words in a dictionary, when they are used enough, even if those words are slang or we are considered slang, like not the original English language, the and the other, because, which is what we consider English, and slang, like, I may think of something before I'm finished with this sentence as a slang word. They end up being listed in a dictionary because they have been used enough and been around enough, and enough people use those words so that they begin to create an atmosphere. And not only that, they consider it a word and they list it in Webster's dictionary. Yes, they do. So this is how the Webster's dictionary has been created over all these years. Not just what we consider the original English language, but even slang that we use. Somebody give me an example of some slang. If you have an example of a word that is considered slang, please call 740-383-9944. If I did not list that when I opened up the show, I am sorry, because you can call in to that number and be live here on the show with me. So if you can think of a slang word that has been entered into the dictionary, please call 740-383-9944. Okay. A sustained atmosphere creates a culture. Okay, creates. Bring it into existence. Cause to happen by repetitiveness. I know maybe many of you have heard this also. If you say something enough or long enough, then other people pick it up and then they start to say the same thing. And they'll say, well, where'd you get that from? Oh, I heard that from Brother Joe or Sister Sarah or someone, you know, or the person I work with, or I picked it up from my son or my daughter because they say it all the time, so I just kind of picked it up. So that means create, bring into existence. Now, not only am I using it, but other people are using it, and that's because they've heard it so many times from me and they're around me so much, or you are around that person so much, so then you begin to pick up the same thing and you're saying the same thing. So now we're getting into creativity. Creativity doesn't necessarily have to mean a new computer or a cell phone or a new way to hook up your dishwasher or a new way to sew your clothes or just, you know, anything that you create or can create. It's not limited to those type of things. Or creating a new car, like they're talking about creating this, or maybe they have already created it. The electronic car, it runs by electricity. All you do is get in and punch in your destination and it takes you where you want to go. Now that's a creation, you know. So creation brings things into existence. And you know, when we were growing up, we used to watch that cartoon called The Jetsons, and they were in the little space cars driving around, and we always thought that is our future. This is what we will be doing. Well, we're not up in the air driving our cars like the Jetsons were back in the day on cartoons. But now they have electronic cars that will drive you around on the ground. And all you have to do is sit. Go figure, right? Think about that. Wow. I think that is so neat. I'm like, well, what if another car comes and try to hit that car? What would it do? I don't know. I guess we'll have to check into that a little deeper, right? Right. Okay. A sustained atmosphere creates a culture. So let's talk about what a culture is. A culture are customs, which is something that people have to know or abide by our customs, supposedly, when they enter into the United States from another country. And they're called customs, you know, which is our way of living, our way of doing things. You know, you just can't go into another country and do what you want to do. You're not supposed to be able to do that. But a lot of people come over here because this is the home of the free and the land of the brave, or vice versa. But United States is supposed to be the most powerful and richest country in the world. So those are our customs, which would be our rules and our regulations. Culture can also mean arts. What are arts? Arts can be pictures. Wow. Making clothes. Let me look that up. Arts. Definition of artsy is someone who is very involved in and enthusiastic about artistic endeavors, though it may also describe someone who is pretentious about their enthusiasm of the arts. An example of someone who is artsy is someone who shows constant interest in his sculpting and painting objective. I just wanted the word art. Art means the expression or application of human creative skill and imagination, typically in a visual form such as painting or sculpture. Producing works to be appreciated primarily for their beauty or emotional power. All right, culture, customs, arts. The various branches of creative activity such as painting, music, literature, and dance. So sustained atmosphere brings into play all these different things that I'm talking about now. I'm talking about culture at the moment. Okay, social institutions and achievements. Culture creates social institutions. Depends on the culture that we have sustained, the culture that we have caused to happen. The impressions that have come about because of our thinking or our sustained atmosphere that we create by being repetitive in our acts, in our words, and in our doings, even in our thoughts. You can create an atmosphere even in your own thoughts. And I kind of look at that as atmosphere is my way of doing things. And sometimes when we have our way of doing things, it is really hard for other people to move us and to say, well, why don't you try it like this? Have you had someone come up and say, well, won't you try this? I have a daughter that says, no, I don't think I'll do that. I don't think I'll like it. Without even trying it. You don't know unless you try. That's what people say. But be careful what you try. Be careful what you say okay to. I had a conversation about that earlier today. Be careful. Just because something is out there doesn't mean that you have to try it. You have to taste it. It doesn't mean that. You don't have to put it on. You don't have to try it on. You know, you just have to be careful. There are so many things out there that are detrimental to you and only take maybe one try, one taste. And you could be out of here. Who knows? And never to return. Okay. Social institutions and achievements also are associated with culture. Achievements of a particular nation, people, or social group. Alrighty. Okay, arts also says this. Art is a diverse range of and products of human activities involving creative imagination to express technical proficiency, beauty, emotional power, or conceptual ideas. There is no generally agreed definition of what constitutes art, and ideas have changed over time. Because our ideas do change over time. So, the thought for today, a sustained atmosphere creates a culture. And I have explained almost every word that is in that sentence. Okay? So, I don't know what happened to my guest today, but yesterday we were talking after the show about how the young people since COVID have decided they only want to work part-time. Now, this is not all young people, but it seems to be a culture being created or has been created. And now they're trying to find ways to sustain this culture just to get people to work. And I suppose that they have decided maybe 3 or 4 hours a day or 20 hours a week, maybe 30 at the most. And they don't want to really give up their time, their freedom, only so much. They don't want to be bound by the things we were bound by. Oh, I got to work 5 days a week, 40 hours a week to maintain a living. You have a lot of young people. They're entrepreneurs. They are creating their own businesses. They're doing their own things. I see people starting up lawn service business, which you can never have enough lawn service businesses in one city. You just cannot. We have so many properties that have been abandoned, and so that means that those yards go uncut and need to be sustained by someone that has that type of business. So, we were going to talk about that, how the young people have decided they want to call their own hours, their own days to work, how many hours they do work. I don't know if anyone finds a problem with that or it seems to be okay, and maybe that's something that we have to help create so these young people not only can work, but that our businesses that have been already established don't have to close down because they have no one to work. So they have to work around the help that they can get or either go under. And we don't want that. We don't want a lot of businesses going under because they can't find anybody to work or they can't cater to the people who want these special or specific hours to work. So what is happening to the workforce other than that? There still seems to be a lot of jobs out there and should be. And I thank God that there are a lot of jobs. But I think that has come from people being entrepreneurs and coming out with their own ideas and starting their own businesses, their own restaurants. And we can thank COVID for a lot of that. and a lot of things that were made available while COVID, when COVID started and after the first year and during the first year, they were trying to think of ways that they could keep our economy going and people didn't have to lose their homes, their cars, their life insurance, or things like that. It had to be done. So now it has created a culture. So this is part of our culture now, that people can call their own hours and do their own thing and come to work 2 or 3 hours a day or 3 days a week. And we already had like the 12 hours a day. You work, 3 days, 36 hours, and you have 4 days off. Or you work 4 days and you get 3 days off. So this has gone further and deeper into maybe not as many hours, but still maintaining employment and helping businesses thrive and stay relevant. But there is still a need to meet the workforce out there. Still a need to meet the workforce. Now, and just to think, that was my protege. He told me he'd be on with me today. One of the guys that work here at the station. So, I don't know. Maybe he got held up or something. Something happened anyway. But I have enjoyed, you know, just talking to people about the culture. The changes that came about because of COVID. You know, it has created a new culture. We're doing things that we didn't do before. Remember how long you couldn't even go visit someone in the hospital because of COVID? Now I think it's opened up once again. But look, that's been 2 years. It had been no one can visit. Then it went to only one person can visit. If you come, you had to stay. And if you left, no one else could come in your spot. So we haven't evolved into trying to get back to what we consider normal. But there are some things that will not return to being normal because it has sustained itself for a while. That atmosphere has been sustained for long enough time that it has created its own culture. I think the kids are still going to school, and that's another thing that has been created in the school system. They still go to learn, but anymore there's no dress code. Just come to school. PJs, house slippers, bonnets on your head that you wear when you go to sleep to keep your hair in place so you won't have such a fuss in the mornings. All these things are going on in the schools just so the students will come. So that's another change of atmosphere, sustained change of atmosphere. Now you got kids in elementary thinking, well, what can I go to school in my PJs and can I wear a big bonnet on my head? These are guys. Young boys want to wear a bonnet that like women wear when we used to go to beauty parlor and put those big rollers in our hair. We put that bonnet on and go under the hair dryer, right? There are young men and little boys that are trying to snag or grab onto this new culture they're trying to establish. And go to school like that, walk the streets like that, go shopping like that. So when do we say it's enough? When do we say, well, that's not acceptable anymore? People don't say that. It's whatever people feel like doing now. And how do you feel about that? Is it okay with you, whatever your children feel like doing? Feel like saying, feel like being, even if it's wrong and you know it's wrong, but you go along with it because it's your child and you just love them so much and you just want them to have their way. Is that where we are today? Have we sustained that type of atmosphere and created a culture of whatever our kids say, whatever they do, wherever they go, we're okay with it? No rebuttal from us. No telling the truth. No, this is exactly what this means, and this is exactly what that means. Telling our kids the truth about things. Telling ourselves the truth about things. Some things we should not be okay with. So let us, while things are changing so fast, and time is moving so fast, just like when I opened up, this is, May is halfway gone. We're looking at June now, which is the sixth month of the year. So that means that we're halfway through this year already, 2022. So let us hold on to our thinking caps. Let us hold on to some traditional things that really help shape and mold not just us or our nation, but our own children into being mindful of things and mindful of other people. I don't know if I said that right or not, but I'm just trying to associate myself in. Because see, all of my children are grown. My grandson graduates from Harding and Tri Rivers Sunday and Monday, May, 22nd and the 23rd. So, and he's the youngest of my grandchildren. So he's 18 already. So I don't have that too much to worry about, but my daughters do. And what they put up with and what they don't put up with. All I can say is, tell your children the truth. Tell your grandchildren the truth as we know it, as we were brought up. Things are really changing fast, and there are more changes to come, and they're not all good. But you want to sustain a culture in your children. You want to sustain a culture in your home. You want to sustain a culture like a orb around you and your family. This is where we stand. You know, if you have no other principles to stand on the principles of God. Stand on His principles. Not being what people call the law, not being in bondage by the law, but in liberty through Christ. We know when we do wrong, we know when we do right. He's given us a conscience for that. So when you feel that nugging of your conscience, then you know that's not right. Right? So we're not bound by the law, which came by Moses. We are in the age of grace, which came through and by Jesus Christ. And a lot of people got that mixed up. But we could not follow the law, live by the law, because we could not measure up to the expectations of doing that. No one could live by the law. The law was established to show us how great God was and how insufficient we were, or sinful, or just really off the Richter scale doing the wrong thing, wrong intentions. But now that we know better, we can do better. And let us hold on to these things. A sustained atmosphere creates a culture. Look around yourselves today and see. Take a look and a glimpse of our culture. And the culture that we are continuing to create each and every day. I thought that was such a powerful statement, and I just never really looked at it like that until I broke it down today. A sustained atmosphere creates a culture. So we're creating culture all the time. Whatever we hold dear to, and especially if we hold on to it long enough, it creates an atmosphere. It creates a nation. It creates a people. It creates a cause and effect. It can be good, it can be bad. I like, be mindful of one another. Love ye one another as I have loved you. Do we think about that? Continuing to create a culture of love for my brother, love for my sister. That's where we need to work really, really hard on, creating a culture of love for one another. Not just me and my four, or just in my little group, or just in my family. No matter how far my family reaches out, not just for us, but for my brother I don't know, for my brother I don't see. For my brother or sister that does not look like me. Let's create a culture of love. It seems to be so much uncertainty in the world, hatred in the world. I don't know if it's because of mental challenges in the world. And even more, they have created their culture. Just like the school shootings. Now it's going from not just school shootings, shootings in the grocery store, shootings in the workplace, drive-by shootings on the street. And it's getting to the point where we're about numb about it. And don't have enough guns on the street. Want more. Make it easier. But I guess in a way, people need to protect themselves, but you're not going to always be ready. How are you going to always be ready when people are driving by shooting one another? Or you're in a grocery store shopping? You don't know when the attack is even coming. You don't know. So how can you even defend yourself? That means everybody has to have a gun. Everybody has to have it on their bodies, in their purse, on their hip, in their back pocket. Let us work together on creating a culture, a sustained atmosphere, creating a culture of love. The Lord says, that's how people will know that you belong to me. That you show love one to another. Not only show it, but I feel it. And other people feel the love that you exhibit in your own body, that you show. It's in your heart. You don't want to hurt nobody, anybody. You just want to show compassion. No matter where they are. They could be homeless people. They could be people that make a living begging on the streets. And I didn't even know that was possible until the other day. But this is Linda Sims. The name of my program is called A Voice of a People. Thank you for being here with me as I delved into a sustained atmosphere creates a culture. I really felt good about sharing that with you. It has encouraged me to show more love toward other people. And remember, this is WWGH 107.1 FM radio, and we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. And don't forget to download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio.